Matt Schaub with us. Is the playbook, if the playbook is a phone book for the Texans, what is this, a pamphlet for the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, this is pretty, it's slimmed down pretty good. You know, it's just a, you know, about 20 passes, you know, a couple runs, and you just go out and play. You know, we have so much, such good players here that you just try to find the open guys and let them, like, make plays for you.
I'm saying to Andre Johnson, this is like real-life fantasy football. I mean, you get to throw to all these guys that you wouldn't normally get to throw to.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have the best of the best at every position, and it's neat to have all of them in the same huddle with you, and guys that, you know, from across the league that you watch, and you just, you're in awe of because of some of the things that they can do.
What did Peyton Manning say to you guys the other night about the intensity in this football game?
Obviously, we've got to turn it up a little bit. You know, we want to have this game. We don't want the league to, and Roger Goodell to get rid of it. We want to make sure this game sticks around. It's such a great treat for guys at the end of the year to come out and relax after a long season. So we want to turn it up a little bit and make sure we, you know, have a good game.
Now, not even 2 weeks gone since the end of the season, but your thoughts as we put it in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, you know, we have things we got to improve on. We got to get better as a football team, finish better down the stretch, you know, and ultimately, you know, we want to put ourselves in better position to make a run at a championship, you know, and by having home games, you know, rather than having to go on the road. And, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to get better as a team. Players individually have to get better, and, you know, we're going to put ourselves right back at the end of the season next year in the same spot.
I've asked all the guys this. How will you handle this offseason differently, if at all?
Well, obviously this year I'm not rehabbing an injury, so you know, I'll be able to get right back into weight room, get right back into training, and not have to rehab any injuries, especially my foot. So just get right back into the your normal mode of the offseason to rehab and to work out and get ready for OTAs and go through that process.
How much of the New England game have you actually watched?
Yeah, the whole thing. You know, watch the whole thing, you know, because you want to make sure you put a bow around the season, you know, before you head into the off season, and make sure you know, take a look at everything. So then once you get to, you know, February where you want to get back going, you know, you have all the cut-ups, you've seen everything, and you can go back and really dissect it even further.
Yeah, as you see that you didn't have the kind of success you wanted late in the regular season, I know you won the playoff game, but clearly the New England game didn't go the way you wanted. What would you do differently now, or what corrections do you think need to be made?
I think we just need to take advantage of more our opportunities that were presented to us. You know, we had a lot of opportunities throughout those games at the end of the season, especially in the playoff game. And, you know, against teams like that, if you don't take advantage of every single one of them, you know, they're gonna beat you. They're going to get you. But, you know, we made a handful of plays, but we got to find a way to make more.
Does the Ravens' success here sort of prove you guys right in that you can get hot in the postseason? They just happened to do it, and they obviously played very well. You were mentioning you guys just did make the plays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about getting hot at the right time, and you can go into the, you know, postseason and get hot, you know, the first week, and then carry that through to the divisional round and then the championship round, and then make you turn around and you find yourself in the Super Bowl. So it's just finding a way to put that all together.
Matt, what do you have to say to the fans of Houston? What is your message to them as the Texans get ready for 2013?
You know, just to, you know, be right, you know, we're going to – Reliant's a great place to play, and the fans make it such a unique experience and great for us, a great home field advantage. So for them to just stick with us, you know, continue to stay behind us, and, you know, we're going to come out and start fast just like we did this year and finish strong.
Matt, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
Pass these one or two more on the camera here. Andre had his best season at the age of 31, and now he's in his sixth Pro Bowl out here. Can you just talk about the season that he had and how impressive it was in the 10th year of his career?
Yeah, I mean, you looked at how the season went for him. I mean, you know, they're midway through, he really got hot, and it was just, he was Andre that we know. And, you know, obviously we've all had a couple of injuries along the way coming into this year, but, you know, stay healthy the full length of the year, and for him, he's just playing such a high level, making huge plays for us, and so it was just special to see what he's doing as he gets through his career.
How much perspective does he add to the team? Does he give you, just from the fact that he's been with the team since the second year of the franchise?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Go back. How much perspective does he give you, and does he give the whole team, just from the fact that he's been with the team since the second year of the franchise?
Yeah, I mean, he's fought through this thing, you know, with the franchise, through the ups and downs this organization has gone through over the years, and to see it finally pay off for him and see that perseverance and that he's shown is really paying off, that, you know, we're finally putting ourselves in a position to win championships.
How happy are you for your big guys up front to have three offensive linemen here at the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very well deserving, you know, for all three of those guys to be here. You know, they play their tail off. They are so on top of things and make my job and Arian's job a whole lot easier.